Congressman Elijah Cummings of Baltimore and for blasting his majority black district. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Days after calling the district a disgusting mess, the president today described it as filthy.
Those people are living in hell in Baltimore.
And he says they're thanking him for calling attention to it.
They really appreciate what I'm doing, and they've let me know it.
Claiming they flooded the White House with emails, calls, and letters, though the administration has not provided evidence. The president says African Americans love the job he's doing, despite his unpopularity in the polls. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
At least 17 people were killed when a Pakistani military plane crashed into a Rawalpindi neighborhood Tuesday night, local time. The dead included all five crew members and at least 12 civilians. Another 12 civilians were injured. No information on the possible cause of the tragedy. Pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong reached into the subway system today, keeping commuters from exiting their trains. Service was delayed and partially suspended, forcing riders to queue up for shuttle bus service to other stops. There was some shoving between demonstrators and angry commuters. The Hong Kong protests have turned into the worst social turmoil to rock the former British colony since it returned to Chinese rule two decades ago. And fears are mounting Beijing may soon decide it is time to intervene. The U.S. and China are renewing trade talks, but hopes for major progress toward an agreement are low. And President Trump is charging that Beijing has abandoned its promise to boost its purchases of American agricultural products. Meanwhile, Chinese tech giant Huawei says its global sales were up by double digits in the first half of this year, despite being placed on a U.S. national security blacklist. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations Children's Fund reports that unprecedented numbers of children in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo are being affected with Ebola, and the death toll is high. Jerome Fafin is a UNICEF health specialist on his third tour of duty in the DRC. He spoke with Lisa Schlein.
When I left, there were 12 new confirmed cases. Five were alive and will have the chance to access treatment, but seven had died in the community. This is bad. Having this number of community death means we're not ahead of the epidemic.
Fafman says people living in conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces are facing both a public health emergency and a humanitarian crisis, making it particularly difficult to bring this complex outbreak under control. He says building community trust is crucial for this effort. He says treating children for illnesses other than Ebola is critical.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. A Saudi coalition airstrike on a market in northern Yemen has reportedly killed at least 10 people, including children, and wounded more than 20. The missile slammed into a market in Sana'a province Monday in apparent retaliation for a Houthi rebel drone attack on a Saudi airbase. A coalition spokesman accused the rebel Houthis of attacking the market themselves, targeting those Yemenis who oppose them. Back here in the United States, home prices have stalled. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has our report.
Home prices increased by about 2.5% in May from a year earlier. But the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index shows price growth decelerated slightly from the year-over-year gain in April. Economists say many would-be buyers are finding properties unaffordable. The sluggish price growth is mainly due to the most expensive markets, where years of increases have undermined affordability. Home prices rose less than 2% in Los Angeles, New York, San Diego, and San Francisco. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A newly released United Nations report says while the Islamic State self-declared caliphate has ceased to be, its leaders in Syria and Iraq remain intent on attacking targets around the world. The report warns the terror organization has continued its evolution into a mainly covert network since the fall of Baghouz in March. It was the last territory the Islamic State held in Syria. Turkey continues to deploy troops near its southern border with Syria for what appear to be preparations for an imminent attack against U.S.-backed Kurdish forces that Ankara views as terrorists. There are fears such an assault could throw the already volatile region into further instability. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
And more right here on